it's becoming the priority foreign language. So 100 to 1,000 million people now are learning English as a foreign language. It's interesting that when there was the USSR, the Soviet Union, Russian was taught as a foreign language at that time to all of the countries that formed part of the communist bloc. But with the fall of communism, Russian teachers had to retrain to become English teachers because people quickly wanted to learn English, not Russian anymore. So when a language satisfies these three criteria, we can say it's a global language. And English is spoken by a quarter of the world's population, and no language has matched this phenomenon. So we can say that English is truly a global language, a language which has had influences from many languages, as we've seen. And we can say, does it belong to the British people anymore? Maybe not. Maybe it belongs to everybody who speaks it. How did it become a global language? Just for you to think about. Can you turn to the person sitting beside you and think, which of these reasons have led to English becoming a global language? So turn to talk to the person beside you and say, which of these reasons do you think have led to English becoming a global language? Okay, so shall we just say, so has English become a global language? Is it spoken? Is it being learnt in schools? Because it's a beautiful language. How many think it's because it's a beautiful language? I guess that's a very subjective opinion. We all have ideas of what's beautiful and not beautiful. But is that the reason it became a global language? No. Okay. Is it because of politics? Has politics had an influence on English as a global language? Who thinks yes? Who thinks no? If we look at colonization and we look at the Commonwealth, the countries that were former colonies, then I think we can say yes, politics has had some effect on the reason that English has become a global language. Easy. Is English easy to learn? You're all learning English. Do you think it's easy? Who thinks yes? Anybody brave enough to say put their hand up? So you all think no. Yeah, I think it's really hard to say any language is easy or difficult. Every language has areas of ease and things that are difficult. Some people say English grammar is quite easy. Do you think it's quite easy, English grammar? No? It could be easier in terms of... How about pronunciation? It's a bit difficult, some of the pronunciation, isn't it? I read an article in the newspaper a few days ago that English is very hard for young children to learn. English school children have great difficulty because of the spelling system. It's difficult because what it looks like and how you pronounce it is very different. I'm sure you've seen lots of examples of that, haven't you? Like the town near Reading called Slough, but then you've got through. It's spelt the same but different pronunciation. So it's difficult in terms of pronunciation, spelling. So did it become a global language because it's easy? But I think the reverse could be said. I think, no, I don't think it did. No, it didn't. But I think if we look at, for example, Chinese, and if Chinese could become a global language in the future, maybe, but perhaps because of the difficulties of writing Chinese, that might stop Chinese from becoming a global language in the future, unless they can make the writing system easier. So, is it because of business? Yes. Oh, well done. And finally, is it because of power?
Yes.
Oh, we've got a big power. Ooh, power. yes. A language becomes a global language basically because of the power of the people who speak it. And we've seen through the history that the people who speak English have been powerful. We've had the British Empire, we've had the technological developments, we've had the rise of America and its economy, its global economy. So power leads to the spread of a language. And finally, just finish with a quotation. So how do English people feel? We started at the beginning saying English has had borrowings from over 350 languages. At Shakespeare's time, people didn't like it. In the war, they tried to get rid of German words. But and this is from The Guardian in April, and it's saying, I'll just read it for you. English people are afflicted with a peculiar, a strange myopia. Do you know what myopia means? Short-sightedness about the extent to which their language is borrowed. So we said, for example, there's some confusion. They say this word is British. Oh, no, in fact, it came from America. So sometimes we don't want to recognize that we borrowed many words. For example, marmalade. Do you know marmalade? Do you eat that in your hall of residence for breakfast? We think it's typically English, but actually the word marmalade comes from Portuguese. So sometimes we don't want to recognize that we have borrowed many words from other languages. In part, this is a denial of an imperial past. Maybe we don't want to talk about our empire. The British people don't want to talk about that anymore. And in part, a jingoistic, a patriotic contempt for the alien words and ideas that boost the vitality of both the English language and the civilization it embodies. So basically, this writer from The Guardian is saying that the English language is very vital, very alive, and it embraces many cultures, many languages, and we should be proud of the fact that our language is a Heinz 57, has come from over 350 languages. So thank you for listening to the lecture today. I know that not all of the content was new to you, but I hope you've got practice in note-taking. And I think we've got 5 minutes now. If you want to turn over the sheet and see if you can answer the questions on the other side.